This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Breaking news all over the place today. Nancy Pelosi and Adam... I always have to be very careful how I pronounce his last name. But Adam Schiff is expected momentarily. I don't know why we need to worry much about hearing it, because we know what they're going to say. It's more impeachment talk, all poll tested and everything else, and making her remarks. Evidently, they're planning on doing some subpoenas. The other big story is Vermont Senator, presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, evidently had blockage in one artery and had two stents successfully inserted today. They have canceled his campaign appearances. They aren't saying that, you know, it's temporary. They aren't saying it's permanent either, but it's a little bit vague. I don't know that I would have worded the way they've worded it unless they are concerned about him. But
this
anyway.
Is nothing you need to worry about. It's just a little thing with my ticker.
Yeah, we'll see.
No big deal.
All right, let's listen to Pelosi, because I really enjoyed the sound of nails on a chalkboard. And we're going to be chatting with Congressman Kelly Armstrong in a moment. We need to know what she's saying, I guess, to talk to Kelly about it. So let's listen.
On H.R. 3. And when they return, we will be ready to proceed, some in committee, others just among members, to present the legislation. H.R. 3 is important because, as I've said to you before, across the country, you could see grown men cry at meetings because of the cost of prescription drugs. It's almost impossible for them
to be healthy
and financially healthy.
Why don't you do something about it?
With the rising cost of prescription drugs.
You're too busy with this.
In the last year's election, this was a very high priority.
Yeah, we know.
It continues to be.
And you're not doing
it. So when the president says that he can't do anything if he has the threat of impeachment or the consideration of impeachment, I hope he doesn't mean he doesn't want to work together to lower the cost of prescription drugs.
Yeah, what do you mean by work together?
It would give the secretary additional power to negotiate for lower cost. It would end the disparity of cost between what consumers in America pay.
Okay, turn this down for a second. Blah, blah, blah. What she's saying is this is starting to cost them. Let's read between the lines here, folks. This is Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. What'd she say when she came out? Oh, we're going to have our members listen. When they come back, we'll decide what to do related to the impeachment inquiry. They haven't waited for public opinion before. Now, if they want public opinion, give it to them, folks. Let's give it to them. This comes back to Republicans fighting back, which you've been saying over and over and over again. Now, second, she goes right to prescription drugs. One of the things out of many, Kelly Armstrong's been talking about this the last 2 weeks. We can't do anything because these guys are messing around with all this. Not doing USMCA, not doing prescription drugs. That's her fault because the place is a joke. See if she's done talking about prescription drugs, trying to get favor here. You don't hear it?
Oh, there we go. Now we hear Scott.
We can't be there yet. But we
did
are
you
on
hear
the path
before?
To yes. And as you probably know, on Friday,
the first time,
our House task force under leadership of Richie Neal in Ways and Means put forth a counteroffer to what the administration has proposed. When we can arrive at a place where not only do we have our issues addressed, but that we have enforceability that will make it real for America's families and farmers, then we can go down that path. I hope, again, that the president's saying because of other actions in terms of upholding the Constitution of the United States that he can't work with us. because I do think he wants this U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement.
Well, he did it, lady. It's his agreement.
And that we can work together. At the same time, we're hoping that we can renew our conversations about infrastructure, building the infrastructure of America.
Hey, folks, let me tell you something right now that I want to tell you right now. I listen to this and I think one thing. We are winning. We are winning. They are now starting to get running scared that they have a giant nothing burger. How many times have I said nothing burger today in the program? What's the count up to now? I think it might be over 10.
You're hit at least in a 10.
Anyway, they know they've got a nothing burger, so she is leading this press conference to say, we want to do prescription drugs. We want to do USMCA. By the way, the president is the reason we have the USMCA. He said NAFTA stinks. Let's redo a deal. They all said he was crazy. He got a better deal, and now she's holding it up. And to say that, oh, I hope he'll take our counteroffer. Counteroffer to what? You can't negotiate trade agreements with every member of Congress getting something. You don't reopen them. You say, here's the deal. Take it or leave it. My gosh. And they don't want side agreements. They want to reopen it. So they want to kill it. That's a game. Ridiculous. All right. Let's more. Let's see what she says next.
Schmoozing with the very people who perhaps orchestrated that. Yesterday, the Chinese observed their 70th anniversary. At the same time, the president was very positive about that. Well, observing their anniversary is one thing. Praising them for it is another when they have serious repression going on right now in China, whether it's undermining the culture, language,
as
and religion.
As if she now can say she's the one that's tough on China. What a joke.
No, right.
They're trying to say, look, the president's in the middle of a trade deal that she says she wants to be done so it'll help our economy, and he's playing the rope-a-dope with China. What you do, you got to play a little footsie and say, you know, happy 70th anniversary. And that somehow leads to, hey, he should be more forceful about what they're doing in Hong Kong. Give me a break. This woman is pathological. Am I the only one that's seeing this completely
absolutely
nuts?
Absolutely. For show, the whole thing.
We're still waiting for Congressman Kelly Armstrong to call in, but I bet he's listening to the same thing we are. Here we go. More of this.
So I know many of you are here.
Yeah.
Some of you are regulars. Many of you are not. And I said, Mr. Schiff, maybe you should come to all of our meetings. We might get some coverage for what we're trying to do for the American people.
Oh, please.
But we are very proud of the work of our chairman of the Intelligence Committee. We take this to be a very sad time for the American people, for our country. Impeaching a president or having the investigation to impeach a president is not anything to be joyful about. I don't know that anybody's joyful, but it is a sad time. And as you've heard me say
maybe
and over again,
not everybody, but not, you know, I am kind
of joyful.
The dark
days of the revolution, Thomas Paine said,
oh boy,
the times have found us. We think the times have found us now. Not that we place ourselves in a category of greatness of our founders, but we do place ourselves in a time of urgency on the threat to the Constitution, a system of checks and balances that is being made.
It lays out an election, Madam Speaker.
They fought for our independence.
13 months from now, that's what they'd want.
And won. They established.
You don't think the founding fathers would want an election rather than this nightmare? Then you could actually do the stuff she claims she wants to do. No, but she's joyful, all right, about impeaching this president. She's licking her chops, and she knows they can't beat him. She knows they can't beat him in 13 months, so they have to do this, and they are joyful about it. That's a crock is what it is, citing the founding fathers. Sorry, put her back up. I can't take this.
As we go forward, and we couldn't be better served than by the leadership of our chairman of the Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, and my honor to present him to you now.
Yeah, he's a hero.
Oh,
get this man up here. Yes, come on, Madam.
Madam Speaker, and thank you for leading the entire House of Representatives through this very fraught time in the history of the Congress, indeed the history of the country.
This guy makes me crazy.
I also want to express my own condolence once again to the family of Jamal Khashoggi, who bravely sought to advocate for free expression in Saudi Arabia, and it cost him his life. We are deeply in his debt, and we are determined to bring about justice for those who are responsible for that heinous murder. It's also an appropriate time to recognize the danger facing journalists all over the world.
Oh, my gosh.
In terms of
sucking up to the crowd at all, play
issues
to the
that we've been focused on this week, I want to give you a brief update.
That is definitely
of what has transpired really just within the last week. Last Thursday, the Intelligence Committee held an open hearing with the acting director of National Intelligence. The following day, Chairman Engel issued a subpoena to the State Department in close consultation with myself and Chairman Cummings. We are deeply concerned about Secretary Pompeo's effort now to potentially interfere with whose testimony is needed before our committee, many of whom are mentioned in the whistleblower complaint. And we want to make it abundantly clear that any effort by the Secretary, by the President, or anyone else to interfere with the Congress's ability to call before it relevant witnesses will be considered as evidence of obstruction of the lawful functions of Congress. And more than that, will allow an adverse inference to be drawn as to the underlying facts, that if they are going to prevent witnesses from coming forward to testify on the allegations in the whistleblower complaint, that will create an adverse inference that...
Adverse inference! More subpoenas.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
It's back, another Flag Family trip, this one to Washington, D.C. Hi, friends, it's Scott Hannon. My wife, Maria, has put together an all-star lineup. You got to see the full itinerary. It is absolutely incredible. Arlington National Cemetery, the White House, the U.S. Capitol, and so much more. Great meals, the best meals in D.C. We'll even cruise the Potomac on the D.C. Odyssey, a great cruise ship. Join us. Prices start at just $2,500 per person. Go to am1100theflag.com for details or email scotth@flagfamily.com. I'll send you the full itinerary.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Of course, 2020s are rolling in, so of course, 2019s are on closeout deals. You can shop, click, drive online. By the way, put this date down, Thursday, November 7th. We'll be at the Bismarck Mandan Elks again for another active military veterans appreciation event. More on that to come. Meanwhile, check it out a lot at Schwann Buick GMC.com.
I can't believe it's been a year since we honored vets in that wonderful, wonderful event. Todd, it's a year.
Oh, that's amazing.
We'll be here before we know it. Also brought to you in part today by our friends in Tioga, TiogaND.org. Check it out if you're looking for a home, a place to settle, a place to grow your family. And, hey, they have so much fun there. Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest is part of that. A lot going on. Tioga, North Dakota, experience a different point of view. TiogaND.org. Okay, now Adam Schiff, what did he say here at the end of this?
That this work needs to get done and needs to get done in a responsible period of time. Thank you.
Just one moment, please. I'll decide who asked the question. Do we have any questions first on the work to meet the needs of the American people in terms of USMCA and...
Pause this a second. I'm going to puke. I'm going to puke right now.
Give him a bucket.
I want to. I'll decide who asked the questions. Do we have any questions on the USMCA and the important work of the American people? Lady, you are the reason that work is not being done. You are the reason that work's not being done. They know it and they're losing. I like this press conference. I know I don't sound like I do. Texture says, it's not a nothing burger, Scott. Stop saying that. It's more like a Schiff sandwich. A Schiff sandwich, huh? Not familiar with the Schiff sandwich, but anyway, back to what questions they asked.
Come on.
I'm sure it's going to be tough stuff here. Let's go. Listen to this.
How do you envision working with this president on these key Democratic agenda items, lowering prescription drug costs, you know, ensuring tougher gun safety measures, as you're actively considering whether to remove
them? But they have nothing to do with each other. We have a responsibility to uphold the our oath of office, to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. We also have a responsibility to get the job done for the American people. The president has said he wants this Mexico-U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement to go forward, and we are awaiting the language on enforceability. So does it mean that he can't do that? That's really up to him. And I do expect that he does want that and that he does need that, and that he's not going to blame it on us because we are honoring our oath of office. And then he says that he wants to lower the cost of prescription drugs. The American people want us to do that. So is the president saying...
Yeah, but again, I can't take it anymore. I cannot take it anymore. Okay, stop. This is ridiculous, folks. If the Speaker of the House doesn't understand that you cannot throw this, you know, this bomb in the middle of a political process called impeachment, and they're currently taking it to the next level today, this accelerating impeachment inquiry, and everything is going to go as it is. First of all, it wasn't going all that well anyway, even without it, which is because of her. She didn't want to give the president a win on USMCA. Same thing on prescription drugs. Who do you think is going to win that? The president's been talking about that since day one. He's moved the needle on that more than anybody. You go right down the line. So this is ridiculous. I can't even listen to it anymore. I honestly can't, but I think it's a good sign. I really
do. You know,
it's
funny. I just think you look at Donald Trump, and you look at her, and Schumer, and Schiff, and you wonder who's really ready to get something done if you show up in a meeting. And 10 out of 10 for me, it's DJT. You know, I'm just saying, you look at the two of them, who's ready to actually sit down and do some business? And the answer to me every time is Donald J. Trump. I mean, that's just rhetoric.
Okay.
Chatting, blah, blah, blah.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong calling in momentarily here, but let's just a little more Nancy Pelosi because I'm looking forward to a root canal here. Turn it up, would you? I want
to. If I can't agree on any subject, then the ball is in his court on that. But many of you have always been interested in USMCA. Any ongoing interest there?
Yeah, on the USMCA, the president keeps saying that the USMCA will pay for his wall. How does money generated by the USMCA work its way into the general fund to be appropriated by Congress?
It doesn't.
For any wall?
It doesn't. Okay. No, I'm not calling you.
There are also, I could give you this because many of you are obviously listening to this, not watching it. There's still a denture problem. Somebody earlier said they thought they heard them. What did the texter to Todd says? Old man apparently hasn't gotten her dentures fixed yet. Still sounds like they're about to fall out of her mouth. I don't know. I can't help you there. I don't know. But they are. There's a lot of the lip movement there going on.
She's worth $200 million. Get your teeth fixed.
Yeah. And this idea of could you ask about USMCA? Could you ask about, look, the reason people are asking other stuff is because of them. That's what's driving me crazy. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here, and I'm sure you've heard that Adam Schiff, your colleague, taking the impeachment inquiry up a notch and talking about subpoenas and the rest. And Nancy Pelosi, she says we can do both. You know, hey, I want to do USMCA. I want to work on enforcement, but the president's got to accept our counteroffer. And same thing on prescription drugs and everything else. Is this a mess of their making?
Well, yeah, and again, I think we need to go back to the fact that this is really, truly unprecedented. I mean, you don't get to start an official impeachment inquiry until there's a 218 votes on the floor of the House, and it cannot. I mean, is a lot of times in the minority, Scott, I get frustrated by the House because it really, truly is, you know, essentially mob rule. We've talked about it. But the one thing you're not allowed to do in the House is an executive fiat. I mean, this is not an official impeachment inquiry. They can call it whatever they want, but until they vote on the floor of the House, it's not one. But
so should the
should the
president, you know, not comply with what they're asking for until they actually, you know, vote? I mean, should he say, hey, if you want to vote and have an impeachment inquiry, we'll talk about getting you, testimony and answer your document request, but you know, we're not going to do it until you make it official. Should he do that?
Well, I think so. There's another part of this which is near and dear to my heart as my former criminal defense attorney stuff is when you do an official impeachment inquiry, you know, you get a little, you're allowed to, I mean, you have some protections. You're allowed to have your own people in the room. You're allowed to do some things on your side. That's the thing. They're trying to have they're trying to have it both ways. They want to call it official, but they don't want to give them any of the protections they get in an official impeachment proceeding. So I have no doubt that the president and his team will determine what their best path is forward. But I think they're approaching this very similarly to how they've been approaching other hearings. And I think that's right, because it's not really any different than any other hearing.
I don't know how much of this press conference you saw, but it struck me that, you know, the whole thing was, you know, we're listening to what our members want here, and we'll decide on how whether or not we go to an impeachment inquiry based on what, you know, our constituents say back in their districts, and I want folks to hear them loud and clear. But then they go on to, no, really, we want prescription drugs. No, really, we want USMCA. No, we want infrastructure. We want all this stuff. And I sense that this isn't exactly working like they thought it might work. I sense that there's some buyer's remorse on going down this path. Am I wrong?
Well, there's got to be buyer remorse in about 31 districts that voted for the president in the 2016 election cycle. Those Democrats have to go back to those districts, and they have to run on something. And if the only thing they're running on in those districts is, hey, we've screwed up the impeachment process, I think we're moving forward, because you're exactly right. What if we haven't passed anything? USMCA could have passed a year ago.
Yeah, and I want to ask you about that when we come back, because she's talking about some enforcement mechanism, and I know that the opening that up could be challenging and a poison pill, basically. So I want to talk about that. I also want to talk a little bit about what Kevin McCarthy is evidently doing today. He wants a rebuke, it looks like, of Adam Schiff. So we'll do that when we come back. Plus, a note from our listeners.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It could be another sign that the economy is slowing. The ADP private payrolls jobs report has been released this morning, and it shows the U.S. economy adding around 135,000 jobs last month. That's down from August's revised total of 157,000. And the September gain was the slowest since June. It drops the monthly average for the year to 145,000 jobs a month, well below last year's monthly job
job creation average of 214,000. The government's jobs report is due for release on Friday. For the first time, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has acknowledged that he was listening in on President Trump's controversial phone call with the President of Ukraine in July, the revelation made during a news conference beside the Italian foreign minister in Rome this morning. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Of North Dakota. What a game changer, folks. We're a world player now. We are a world player. You can easily say that. That's right. And North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply is helping meet America's demand. We use the talent, the resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors, proving that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. It's happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Governor Doug Burgum in a couple of minutes, and we finish now with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Kelly, I have heard loudly, loudly from our audience. I told this to Senator Cramer when I was in D.C. last week, and he actually put me in front of Lindsey Graham to tell him what our listeners were saying. And it was that they don't think Republicans are fighting back enough for the president. And you know, I know there's various ways people can front, can fight, but this seems to be more of a Kevin McCarthy, hey, everybody, let's we're in a battle, so let's go to war, let's fight fire with fire, right? They don't want just the usual, they want something of substance to show you and your Republican colleagues are actually there for the president and have his back on this. Do you think you're doing enough? Do you think the caucus is doing enough?
Well, I can just tell you in the House conference where again, this comes from my background, is where we don't control what gets put on, but I can tell you I serve on oversight with Jim Jordan as the ranking member and judiciary with Doug Collins as the ranking member, and I don't think you can find two people in D.C. that have fought harder for the president and put on a better case. I mean, just look at the Mueller hearing, look at the Cohen hearing. Look at what we're doing as a committee on the House side. I think part of the problem is the defense and the way we do it doesn't get covered as much as the prosecution, unfortunately, because of the media. But every single day we are in the trenches doing exactly that on those two committees.
Kevin McCarthy has been talking today about a resolution that would censure Adam Schiff, the person we're hearing from in this show of a press conference today. And it is for lying to the committee. Will that get a vote?
I would almost guarantee it won't. This goes back to the way the House works. The Democrats control what comes to the floor, and I can't imagine the Speaker is going to let the chairman of the committee, where she's now for the, or apparently today, that's where they're doing the point on whatever double secret impeachment. But I can't imagine she'll let it have a vote on the floor, but she should, because it's important, because his first 10 minutes of his first hearing after this whole thing started, he literally made things up and lied. And this isn't the first time that's happened. Remember, Adam Schmidt was the guy that said he had absolute verifiable evidence about Russian collusion. We're still waiting for him to produce that. That is now, I mean, we sure want to hold a lot of other people accountable in the House, but we apparently can lie to the American public with abandon and there's no consequences, and that's not right. It shouldn't go that way. And I'm not introducing the resolution.
Last question on this USMCA. The good news is the speaker's talking about it in front of the cameras now. But I think she's worried about the political ramifications of not passing it, so she's got to now put it back on the president and says, well, he needs to accept our counteroffer. Is what she's saying, basically. And she's talking about something to do with the enforcement. What are they trying to do? I mean, is this genuine negotiating on something, or is this an effort to stall it or stop it?
I'm not sure. If the negotiation involves reopening the deal, that's almost impossible to do. Last week, we had a call based on, country of origin labeling. It's kind of the same thing. You'd have to reopen the whole deal in order to get it there. And if you reopen this trade agreement, it's not going to get done by the end of the year. If it's about side letters and making sure there's more enforcement mechanisms for particularly Mexico's labor requirements, then I think it's something we can get across the finish line. But who knows? I mean, all we're talking about is whatever this impeachment thing is right now. This is not helping getting USMCA done. It's not.
No, of course it isn't. That's suggesting we're dumb. Nancy Pelosi thinks we are stupid to sit there and say they have nothing to do with each other. We can do infrastructure. We can do a USMCA. We can do prescription drugs. Well, first of all, I haven't done it before the impeachment inquiry, and the likelihood of doing it during an impeachment inquiry with the circus that's just laughable to suggest that's a truthful statement, right? I mean, that's about as political as you can get.
Well, true, and even if you look at Nancy Pelosi's rollout of her prescription drug package, you know, the Senate put a whole package together. We passed some bills earlier in this Congress. There was a real opportunity to do something here. In fact, most of the criticism of the Senate's package came from the right, not the left. And instead, she rolls out a partisan wish list that, has no chance of becoming law. So it really feels like this is all messaging, and there's not a real desire to actually get something done for the American people.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate the update. Keep fighting. People want it. They want
Absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, every day.
Yep. Yep. Appreciate it. Kelly Armstrong, a congressman on the Judiciary Committee as well, so he'll be busy too through all of this. By the way, speaking of fighting back, speaking of just doing what you can do, I'm going to encourage you folks, in a way I've never encouraged anybody about anything ever before, to just break your routine and try and make it happen. I understand people have jobs and families and everything's going on, but I am busy too, but I'm going to get on a bus with a bunch of our listeners next week and head to see President Trump. October 10th, Minneapolis. We got a bus trip together for his rally. These rallies are epic. They're incredible. And this one, in the middle of this historic time, is going to be phenomenal. Plus, in the belly of the beast, Elon Omar's district in Minnesota. So, we'll go down Wednesday afternoon, stay at the Hampton Inn and Suites, beautiful hotel, 2 blocks from the Target Center. You can get up as early as you want on Thursday to get in line. This will cost you, the hotel rooms are ridiculously expensive, but we did pretty good. $299 a person, based on double occupancy, gets you your bus trip and your hotel. You do have to pre-register to get in line. That's something you do with the Trump administration, or the Trump campaign, rather.
DonaldJTrump.com.
Yeah, DonaldJTrump.com.
Right on the homepage.
It's easy, and they'll give you a barcode to get you in. Doesn't mean you're in once you get that, though. Mind you, that's why you got to decide when you want to get in line. See? So there's no way to guarantee you get in, but that's why we're going the night before, so literally folks can get up and get in line at 6 o'clock. And now I'm going to do the show from the line. Darn right. So anyway, that's Thursday morning. If you need more info, email us, studio@flagfamily.com, scotth@flagfamily.com, or if you're ready to go, call Jason at Group Travel Planners, 952-898-3478, hit 0. 952-898-3478, hit 0. Space is very limited, so don't wait. We can't even get any more hotel rooms, so that close, it's really tough. And I'll be on the bus. We'll get a preview on the show on the way down, and should be a good time. We'll make a stop at Fergus Falls on the way down back, too, so other Trump supporters can join us if they like as well there. So hope you'll come along. It'll be worth it. It really will. Okay, let's get to Governor Doug Burgum. He yesterday hosted an event for the Western Governors Association, the incoming chair, and reimagining the rural West. I just hear that term and I say, oh, tell me more. So, Governor, tell us more, would you?
Well, first let me talk about Western governors. This is an association led by the governors of the states that go essentially North Dakota to Texas, to the West Coast, Alaska, Hawaii, and the governors that run the Pacific Islands, like Guam, Marianas, that are also U.S. protectorates. So it's a broad swath of geography, but we have a lot in common across that group, and I was honored this last year to be selected by my peers as chairman of Western Governors. And as chair, you have an opportunity to select the policy initiative that begins during the year that you're chair, and it continues on for years after that, even after you've left the chairmanship. And the policy initiative that we've selected is reimagining the rural West. And of course, this really builds on top of what we're doing here in North Dakota, the Main Street Initiative, and reimagining the rural West. There's three pillars to that. The first has to do with opportunity, and this, you know, speaks directly to the work that Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford and myself, our administration, is doing on, you know, value-added ag, value-added energy. That's important across all the Western states. Second one is connectivity, because we're going to solve the issues related to rural health care and rural education, which are not just important factors, but also some of the biggest employers in rural America. I mean, we've got more people employed in education and health care in some parts than we do actually even in agriculture, because ag is so productive. There's, you know, more jobs in these services industries, but the future of those industries are dependent on connectivity, and so we have to, you know, keep working on that. And then the third one is community, which we've talked about, which is when we're competing with the rest of the world and the rest of the nation for workforce, we've got to build communities that people want to live in, because the worker today, in a world where there's more jobs available than there are people looking for jobs, the person can choose, if they have the skills, they can choose where they want to live first, and then you can do the job second. And so building out rural communities across our state and across the Western United States that are attractive for people to live and raise family is essential to us solving the workforce challenges. So this is a fantastic, at least in our view, because the Western Governors Association's got a great team and great policy people, great resources, great sponsors. This is the first of a series of workshops that are going to be held. The next one's going to be in Santa Fe. Then there's going to be one in Post Falls, Idaho. We've already done a national or Western U.S. webinar where we had participants from across the West to bring together all the best practices and ideas. That becomes a policy paper that will be delivered next summer at our annual meeting. That annual meeting, of course, will be in Medora next year on June 30th, July 1st and 2nd, where we're going to have an opportunity to invite and host governors from across the Western states here in North Dakota. So it's and today is a workshop about 100 people that are here today that are, you know, experts from around the nation here, as well as some of our stars from North Dakota sharing best practices about how we can really help everybody in rural America reach their fullest potential.
When you think of the rural West, at least in our part of the world, I think of people that, you know, in a good way, are cautious about change, right? Mm-hmm. That's sort of that conservative nature.
Yeah.
And things are just fine. That don't, you know, don't rock the boat kind of mentality. Do you think this is a tough sell when you talk about reimagining the rural West?
Well, I think one of the speakers I love this morning, the keynote that kicked us off, was from just down the road over here in Minnesota. But he's done work nationally that's been acclaimed. He's also going to be a speaker at our Main Street Conference coming up next month in Bismarck. But he said, speaks softly but carries statistics. And he had a bunch of data about how, you know, some of the myths about rural America, and particularly rural North Dakota, rural Minnesota, some of those myths are truly myths in terms of the potential and the opportunity. And one of the things that, you know, the surveys they've done is that there's a lot of people in metro areas that if they could, they would prefer to live in a rural area, someplace where they, you know their neighbors, they've got, you know, safe streets, whatever. And some of that has to do is, can I get the health care, the education, the services, can I work from there? And with the changes with connectivity, the answer is going to be more and more is going to be yes. So I think there's a bright future for rural America and certainly for rural North Dakota.
More coming up with the Gov.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mudjacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking. the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
This is your invitation to take flight at the Williston Basin International Airport. XWA. Community Day is Saturday, October 5th. We'll be broadcasting live on What's On Your Mind for a preview on Friday the 4th, too. XWA is the first ground-up commercial airport built in the Midwest since the 40s. Be a part of history. Come see XWA, the all-new Williston Basin International Airport, during Community Day, Saturday, October 5th. Find out more at xwaproject.com.
Attention mineral owners, you have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming October land auctions include excellent cropland auctions in Griggs, Ramsey, Bodno, Williams, Mercer, Oliver, Stark, Hettinger, Golden Valley, and Montreal counties in North Dakota. And excellent pasture and hunting land auctions in Adams, Dunn, Hettinger, and Bowman counties in North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you in part by our friends at Puckett, North Dakota's home for Chevy. You can tell I love saying that. That's true. Beautiful, beautiful store in Bismarck, Valley City as well. Love that community. I was just there last week. Did a little service for us. Great job. 721 West Main in Valley City. We're online at Puckett.com. And here's a deal you're going to find today. A 2017 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab SLT. Loaded up with heated and cooled seats, the ever-popular heated steering wheel with the cold weather ahead. It's a clean red color. Looks great with the chrome trim.
That sounds like my old truck.
I know. Only 15,000 miles on this one, though. I think you'd have to add a zero on yours. It's a one-owner trade. Came out of Oaks, North Dakota. Got the navigation, the trailer package, and more. It's on the lot for $40,995 today. But if you tell them, hey, I heard it about on the radio, You're taking home for about $1,500 less at $39,505. Check it out, PucklichValleyCity.com, or stop by the showroom and see it for yourself. Tell them Scott sent you. Governor Burgum with us today on the program, wrapping up our conversation with him, talking next about value-added energy, value-added ag. Two big projects that are in the hopper and being dealt with right now. What's the latest?
Well, I'd say we're continuing to have positive, progressive meetings with all of the key players. But understand, something like Petchem, these are a decision that a large multinational might make once every 3, 4, or 5 years. And when they make it, it's a $10 billion allocation of capital. And so we're competing with other places in the world, and specifically the Gulf Coast, where there's already an industry exists and where there is a bunch of existing infrastructure. So part of what we've got to do in North Dakota is to continue to build out the kinds of infrastructure that we need, and whether that's, you know, very large stadium-sized underground storage capacity. They're in these salt caverns. We've got the right geology in North Dakota, but we don't have a single one in North Dakota, but this is where you could store butane or propane or ethane underground. If that kind of storage capacity existed, you know, that helps someone say, hey, could I locate near there? We have to have more electrical generation because in our state, because right now there's a growing demand. I mean, the report that we received at the Industrial Commission of the state of North Dakota is that over the next 10 years, there's going to be 1,000 megawatt additional demand just to support industry in North Dakota. So we have to continue to build out our electrical generation capability for use here, not just generating electricity and exporting it down the wire to other states, which we do a lot of with wind and with coal and lots of our capability there. But we've got to grow more capability. So that kind of infrastructure investment, we've got to convince the big players that that is happening in North Dakota, and that there's going to be a supportive environment for them to be here. But part of the reason why it's key to do the value add is we've got so much excess gas in North Dakota right now, it's actually holding back our oil production. Even though we set a record in July over 1.4 million barrels per day, if we're holding back that production, we're also holding back revenue for the state of North Dakota, which can funds everything, education, healthcare, all the things we're talking about, economic development. So we have to help that industry grow, and one way we do that is by solving the value add component.
You think the targets are going to have to be looked at on the flaring side if that infrastructure is not in place at a time that it would slow down that revenue influx and the production?
Well, I don't think any of us want to move the goalposts. I think in the sense that we want to make sure that we're driving towards gas capture, but some of these other components, we can turn something that has got no value into something that has value, and that's that would be tremendous for the state of North Dakota, because we've got we have an enormous asset in all the gas that's being produced in North Dakota. But I should also just want to talk about ag too, because
I was going to ask you. I know that you and the Lieutenant Governor have been like a tiger and a tail here with the soybean situation at Spearwood and finding other ag value added as well. Is that one? Getting close to the finish line.
Well, we're very encouraged about the progress that's happening there, and of course, this is essential. I mean, it's ag is advanced in North Dakota, whether it's with varieties that are planted and with the markets. I mean, we've gone from a state that was hardly on the radar with soybean production, 10 or 15 years ago. The last 2 years, Cass County has been the number one soybean producing county in the United States, not the county in Illinois, not in Indiana, not in Iowa, in North Dakota, Cass County. And so as we see the production ramp up here, it's important that we're not just throwing those soybeans on a train and shipping them to a foreign buyer and then being at the whims of prices we can't control or politics. It's like before we had the pasta plant in 1980 when I was a kid, and we had the Russian grain embargo and we had a collapse in wheat prices. Same thing. We were dependent on a foreign buyer that we were in competition with. And so getting value added for soybeans is one of the top priorities, and we're making progress. I think the market is there, the supply is there, there's customers for the output from that processing. So I think all the components are there to make that thing work.
Thanks, Governor.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for being here.
Governor Doug Burgum, the guy is quite the thinker. I don't know if you really lean into those answers and listen, it's pretty extraordinary. It really is amazing. And good updates there. Gosh, a lot of news today. It's one of those days you wish you had four shows to deal with. We didn't get to all of you. Remember this. You can call 24-7 at 855-200-1776. Okay, with your comments if you didn't get in today, 855-200-1776. Okay? We'll be in Bismarck tomorrow for the Lignite Energy Council fall meeting. Friday in Williston for the new airport opening. Should be great. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Probably most famous for the Hot Spring Spa. I have one. Absolutely love them. Great selection right now. Great financing. But the saunas are pretty amazing, too, Vince. Why should somebody consider a sauna purchase?
Well, what we do in life, life's tough. And I don't care who you are. By the end of the day, we're beat up pretty good, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, or relationally. But sauna does some great health and wellness things. It detoxes. It increases your circulation. It relieves stress the right way. It's reducing dementia, as they say now, and also reducing your chance of a heart attack by 50%. So who doesn't want to live better and live longer? That's what this product will do for you.
They're simple to install and also some great financing too now, right?
Yeah, you can get into a sauna for about $30, $40 a month. That is incredible wellness at an inexpensive price, and literally you can set it up in less than 10 minutes.
Hot Springs, spas, and pool tables, too. Come on in. Check them out online. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, too. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Springs, spas, and pool tables, too.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.